لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس إن الله سميع بصير. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس. فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have heard the last four verses of Suratul Hajj. The translation of verse 75 of Suratul Hajj is Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min an-nas. Inna Allaha sami'un basir. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala chooses messengers from angels and from people. From angels to convey the message to the Prophet and from people appoint a prophet to convey the message to the general masses. Inna Allah sami'un basir. Verily Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in all hearing, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all seeing. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows what is in front of them, that is their future, wa ma khalfahum, and what is behind them, that is their past. When Allah knows the future and Allah knows the past, most certainly Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows the present. Wa ila Allahi turja'ul umur, and to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all issues are returned. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows each and everything. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu irka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum waf'alu alkhayra la'allakum tuflihun. O you who believe, make ruku', make sajda, and worship your Lord, and do good so that you may be successful. This is verse 77 of Suratul Hajj. According to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, and according to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, upon reading this verse, sajdatul tilawat is made. And as a principle, according to Hanafi school of thought, there is no sajdatul tilawat upon reciting this verse. However, many prominent Hanafi scholars are of the opinion that upon reading this verse and hearing this verse, out of farz salat in nafal salat or out of salat, it is recommended that sajdatul tilawat still be made. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ, and exert yourself in the path of Allah to the maximum. وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has chosen you. وَمَا جَعْلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجِ, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not make it difficult upon you in your deen and in your religion. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, your religion is the religion of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Huwa sammakumul muslimin, it is him Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam who have named you Muslims. Min qablu wa fi hadha, he has named you as Muslims before the revelation of the Quran, during his time, and even in the Quran. In the Quran, indirectly, because Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to us as Muslims, because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is referred to us as Muslims. لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, on the day of judgment, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ask the followers of the different prophets, did the prophets convey the message to you all or not? They will say, no, our prophet did not convey any message to us. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked the prophets, did you convey the message to your followers? They will say, yes, most definitely. So there will be an inconsistency between what the prophets have said and what their followers have said. The prophet will say, we conveyed the message. The followers will say, we didn't get the message. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ask the followers, or will ask the prophets, that what proof do you all have? They themselves will say, that ask the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give proof and support the prophets, that the prophets have conveyed the message to the followers. So followers of the different prophets will say, that how can the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give proof against us when they were not present at our time and in our era? Then the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, Although we were not in that time and era, but our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is Sadiqul Masduq, who is the most truthful, and his truthfulness has been testified, he has told to us that all the preceding prophets have conveyed the message to the followers. This is the honor that is given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. You are Muslims, you have the dignity, respect and honor, so that the Rasul may give shahadat against the people. وَتَكُونُ شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And you, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be witnesses against the people or against the followers of the preceding prophets. Surah Al-Hajj concludes wherein Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَعَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. Establish salah, give zakat, and hold firm to Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Huwa mawlakum. Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is your Lord, He is your Master. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. What a beautiful master and what a beautiful helper and assistant. Surah Al-Hajj ends up with a very important vital message, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. There are two components of our deen and our iman. One is La ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy of worship but Allah. We believe in the existence of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we also believe in the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does everything. Nobody does nothing. Every power belongs to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to Madinatul Munawwara and he mentioned his first encounter with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he met up with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one question. Anta Rasulullah? Are you the Rasul of Allah? Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana Rasulullah, idha asabaka durrun fada'utuhu kashafahu ank. وَإِذَا أَصَابَكَ عَامُ سَنَةٍ فَدَعَوْتُهُ أَنْبَتَهَا لَكَ وَإِذَا كُنْتَ بِأَرْضِ قَفْرٍ أَوْ فَلَاتٍ فَضَلَّتْ رَاحِلَتُكَ رَدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. I am the Rasul of that Allah. When any difficulty falls on you, when I make dua to Allah, Allah is the one to remove the difficulty and hardship. I am the Rasul of that Allah. When you are experiencing drought, shortage of rain, I make dua to Allah, Allah is the one to send down rain. And I am the Rasul of that Allah. When you are in the desert, stranded with your camel, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala returns that camel to you. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one that does everything. Allah has no sharik. Allah has no partner. When a haji goes for hajj, all the time he says, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Oh Allah, you have no sharik. Oh Allah, you have no partner. One person has to ask one person, how many fathers you got? How many mothers you got? The first person will feel embarrassed. What do you mean? I've got only one father. There's no partner to my father. I've only got one mother. There's no partner to my mother. So if a person feels embarrassed with this kind of question, there's no partner to a person's father, there's no partner to a person's mother, then how can they be a partner with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah is one and alone, and Allah has no partner. The second component of our deen and Islam is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a haji goes for hajj, he goes to Makkah Mukarramah. In Makkah Mukarramah, he builds a bond with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In Madinah Munawwara, he builds a bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Part of building a bond with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to have an attachment with the Quran Kareem. To have love and muhabbat for the Quran Kareem. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَرْبَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala elevates the status of certain people, certain tribes, certain nations through the Quran Kareem. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala puts down certain people through the Quran Kareem. Those that respect the Quran Kareem, Allah elevates the status. Those that don't respect the Quran Kareem, have no value for the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala drops them down. Shaykh al-Hind Rahmatullah Alayhi, whole life he dedicated in Darul Uloom Deoband, taught Quran, Hadith, fiqh, everything for the rest of his life. He was put in prison, and when he came out from prison, he gathered all the ulama and he told to them, whilst I was in prison, I've learned two lessons. The ulama were shocked. Such a great person, Shaykh al-Hind. In fact, many of them say he's Shaykh al-Alam. The great Shaykh, great learner, person of India, in the presence of so many great ulama. Whole life, he taught hadith, fiqh, everything. What did he learn in prison that was not found in the kitabs? When he addressed the ulama, he told to them, I reflected upon the condition of the ummah in prison and I found that decline and retrogression for the ummah is for two reasons. One is the ummah have drifted away from the Quran Kareem. They have lost their attachment with the Quran Kareem. And the second is enmity and animosity, hatred for each other, that has led to the decline of this ummah. But dear brothers and respected elders, mothers and sisters in Islam, the Quran Kareem has three rights upon us. The first right of the Quran Kareem upon us is to have firm belief and conviction and trust in the Quran Kareem. We the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will only become a powerful, dynamic, powerful Ummah if we really trust and believe in the Quran Kareem. If we don't trust and don't believe in the Quran Kareem, we will never benefit from the Quran Kareem. That is why the very first message of the Quran Kareem is after Suratul Fatiha, Alif Lam Mim, Zalika al Kitabu la Rayba fi. This kitab, there is no doubt in it. It is most definitely from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't you ponder in the Quran Kareem? Don't you reflect and try to understand the Quran Kareem? Had the Quran Kareem been from someone else besides Allah, had it been from a human being, there would have been so much of inconsistencies in the Quran Kareem. But there are no inconsistencies. If they are, they are merely apparent inconsistencies. This is a clear proof that the Quran Kareem is a kalam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There was a famous poet at the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by the name of Ibn Muqanna. He was an expert in the Arabic language. When the Quran Kareem says, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِ, that bring one verse like that of the Quran Kareem. So people approached Ibn Muqanna and told to him that you are an expert in the Arabic language, why don't you prepare certain verses that can meet up the challenge of the Quran Kareem? They took the responsibility to provide 1 year's maintenance for him. And after 1 year, they thought that he probably would prepare certain verses that would meet up the challenge of the Quran Kareem. After 6 months, when they met him, they found him in very deep thought. They asked him that how many verses have you come up with? Behind him, there was a heap of papers. He told to them that every time I took a piece of paper to write a verse, to challenge the verse of the Quran Kareem, I found some defect, some deficiency in my speech. In spite of me having high qualifications and skills in the Arabic language, but every time I tried to write something, I was unsuccessful. I take that page and I throw it. behind me, and there is a heap of people behind me. That is an expression of me being unsuccessful, and I can't provide a single verse equivalent to that of the Quran Kareem. So we see a firm belief and conviction that the Quran Kareem is a kalam of Allah Ta'ala. The second right of the Quran Kareem is to make tilawat of the Quran Kareem, to recite the Quran Kareem, and to invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in our own personal life and in our homes, in our community. Recite the Quran Kareem. When the Quran Kareem is recited, Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy descends. It is mentioned one Sahabi, Ibn Uzair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was reciting the Quran Kareem in his house one night. In those days, the people used to tie the animals close to the house. While he was reciting the Quran Kareem, his horse was jumping. And he was afraid his son was nearby and the horse is going to trample his son. He stopped reciting, the horse stopped jumping. He started reciting again, the horse started jumping again. When he looks up towards the sky, he sees a cloud above his sky, above his house. In the morning, he goes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "O Prophet of Allah, I was reading the Quran, my horse was jumping. I stopped reading, the horse stopped jumping. I look up towards the roof of my house, there was something like a noor, like a light, a cloud above my house." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to Ibn Huzair, Ya Ibn Huzair, Iqra. O Ibn Huzair, you should continue your recitation of the Quran Kareem. Tilkal malaika tanatli sawtiha. That was the angels, that light that you saw above your house, because of you reading the Quran Kareem, the noor light of barakat was coming down, the angels were so attracted to your tilawat that they wanted to come right into your house. This is the barakat of reciting the Quran Kareem. The third haqq, and the third right of the Quran Kareem is to understand the message of the Quran Kareem. To read the Quran Kareem is good. Make the tilawat of the Quran Kareem is good. We should educate our children. We should also educate ourselves, know how to make the tilawat of the Quran Kareem. It's a kalam of Allah. But for the Quran Kareem to have an impact in our lives, and for the Quran Kareem to bring about a revolution within us, and to have an impact within us, our thinking, our philosophy, our ideology, how we carry out ourselves, we should understand the message of the Quran Kareem. Only when we understand what the Quran Kareem is saying to us and how it is presented to us, then it will have a penetrating effect, an injecting effect in our hearts, and then we find a different type of ummah, an ummah that was an ummah of the past. An ummah that was at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidin. That is why it is very important. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, "Man arad al-ilm fa'alihi bil-Qur'an, fa'inna fihi ilm al-awwaleen wal-akhirin." Anybody wants knowledge, hold firm to the Quran Kareem. In the Quran Kareem, there's knowledge of the past, there's knowledge of the future. Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, there are 77,450 words in the Quran Kareem. And then in the hadith he did mention, لِكُلِّ آيَةٍ ظَهْرٌ وَبَطَنٌ وَلِكُلِّ حَدٍ مُطَّلَعٌ. Every word of the Quran Kareem has an external meaning, has an internal meaning. And everything has a beginning and an ending. 77,450 you multiply by 4, it comes to 309,800. Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi says, that is the principal amount of knowledge in the Quran Kareem. The other knowledge that is emanating from that is different. We should not suffer an inferiority complex. We've got everything for us. But until and unless we don't study the Quran Kareem, then we're going to suffer an inferiority complex and we're going to rely on other sources of information. Everything is found in the Quran Kareem. That is why Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi says, "Ma min shayin illa yumkinu istikhrajuhu min al-Qur'an." Whatever information you want, you will find it in the Quran Kareem. You speak the concept of amoeba in biology, the inception of life, that is found in the Quran Kareem. "Waj'alna min al-ma'i kulla shayin hayy." You speak about the Big Bang theory, how the world was a gaseous mass, the sky and the earth were all together, and then how it broke up, that is also in the Quran Kareem. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. The concept of the formation of the child in the womb of the mother, and embryology, that is also found in the Quran Kareem. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِن نُّطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِن عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِن مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرَ مُخَلَّقَةٍ. Psychology, that's in the Quran Kareem. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Tourism is in the Quran Kareem. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Mathematics is in the Quran Kareem. Orology and the study of the mountains is also in the Quran Kareem. We can go on and on and on with the list. It's all upon us to study the Quran Kareem and to enrich and empower ourselves with the contents of the Quran Kareem. Only when we do that, then we'll become the powerful and the dynamic ummah that we were once before. So my dear brothers and respected elders, it is for that reason that Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Quran Kareem as a solution for all problems. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions satakunu fitan. Soon there will be fitna, tests, trials, tribulations upon the ummah. Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-makhraju minha ya Rasulullah. What is the exit and what is the solution for all these problems? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Kitabullah. Fihi naba'u ma qablakum wa khabru ma ba'dakum wa hukmu ma baynakum huwa al-fasl laysa bil hazal man tarakahu min jabbarin qasabahu Allah wa man ittagha al-huda min ghayrihi adallahu Allah wa huwa dhikru al-hakim wa huwa siratu al-mustaqim huwa alladhi la tazighu minhu al-hawa ولا تلتبس منه الألسنة ولا يشبع منه العلماء ولا يخلق عن كثرة الرد من قال به الصدق ومن عمل به أجر ومن حكم به عدل ومن دعا إليه هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the Quran Kareem. It has information of each and everything, and toward the ending of the hadith, whosoever spoke anything about the Quran Kareem has spoken the truth, because it's the kalam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whosoever practices the Quran Kareem, he will be rewarded. And whosoever in disputes use the Quran Kareem as a criteria to judge has done justice and insaf. And whosoever invited towards the Quran Kareem, that person has actually invited towards the straight path and towards the correct path. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the true tawfiq, hidayat, and to hold firm to Allah wa'tasibu billah through the Quran Kareem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, taraktu feekum amrain. Lan tadillu ma tabassaktum bihima. Kitabullah wa sunnatu rasulih. That I leave among you two things. If you hold firm to these two things, you will never be deviated. You will remain on the straight path. And one of the two is the Kitabullah. And the second, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In conclusion, we make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the tafsir of Suratul Hajj. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat that we understand the contents of the Quran Kareem. Allah give us ikhlas, Allah give us dillahiyat. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, all of us, Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maqbool, take us to the Haramain Sharifain repeatedly. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all of us husne khatima, an honorable death, a death with the iman, and a death with the kalima of our tongues. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لا إله إلا الله العليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين